This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Today we got the man, Jamar.
What's going on, man?
What's good, bro? I appreciate you being here, man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. Let's start this thing off right.
Yeah.
With a little shot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. To much success and to 2021 being better than 2020.
No doubt, man.
You know what I'm
saying? No doubt.
So what's up, man?
Man.
How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling great, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Got a lot of things in the works right now.
Yeah.
You know, just I'm feeling focused
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Are you feeling optimistic with 2021 coming on the horizon?
Definitely. Definitely.
As far as music goes or as far as the world goes or what?
As far as pretty much everything, just as far as like change, like you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just ready for like a lot of change to happen.
You feel it? You feel something? Yeah, I feel you. It's like when something's about to happen, you kind of feel it happening and you almost like buy into it and then you manifest that change.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like are you big on spirituality?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you meditate?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know what? I try to meditate with like, you know, the quiet, like, way
no,
and shit.
No, I can't do it, bro.
I can't either. I can't silence my mind for shit.
I'm too much of, I start laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like, I feel like I'm looking at myself. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what happens with me? Like, something starts itching. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every time I try to.
Yeah, your fucking ear starts itching.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my kneecap itch. Like, why is my kneecap itching right now?
I feel you, bro. It takes a lot of discipline to fucking sit there and just.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each his own, bro.
Yeah,
so, how do you meditate?
I would say, like, I meditate by just, like, sitting in the whip and. Putting on a beat and
there
just smoking and just being like in my own zone and just writing. I feel like that's meditation for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Therapy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Damn, I don't want to ask you the stupid question of why did you start doing music, head ass? But so I just want to, let's talk about, because I feel like you're very in tune with what's going on in the world and that translates into your music, you know, you speak on that, you know, like create a false reality, you know, it with your music, which, you know, there's artists that do that, whatever.
Yeah.
But so how'd you feel about 2020, your diagnosis?
I felt like 2020 for me, actually, I think that it was a rough year. It just was like a kind of a standstill type of year.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like it was a lot of growth, you know, and I feel like this year is just going to be better. I feel like. You know, we had to have 2020 to have, like, you know what I'm saying? To have a better time.
Yeah, to be more grateful, maybe,
exactly.
Of what we'd had before.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, man. 2021 with this new president and everything. How you feel about that, man? Wild, huh?
How do I feel about the new president and everything? You know, I really try to stay away from that aspect because I can't control that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was... Donald Trump or whoever the president is, as long as they're not stopping me from getting my money in my bag, I'm not tripping. You know, not to say that I don't care about people's struggles in the world. I know people have struggles in the world and I know what people believe. That's why I never touch on it. But, you know, I just try to just do me. Like, I the only thing I could worry about is me and my family and me and mine.
Right.
It's like, and that's tough.
Yeah.
So trying to worry about who's going to be the president, the politicians and all that, I'll just be like,
Isn't it so weird that people get so wrapped up?
Man, they be serious. They be
dead ass
serious. Like niggas are unfollow you, unfriend you, like be mad in person. Like nigga, if you don't calm your ass down, like
this was a real weird election because if you even said you were a Trump supporter, racist.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And but Biden, it was just like people were just like. Crazy. It's like too much information, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you on your phone a lot?
I try to stay off my phone as much as I possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm doing like some type of business or something.
Right.
You know, because you get lost in them phones, man. You really get lost and that becomes your reality and you forget to live in the real world, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Do you pay attention to like what pops up? like your screen and shit? Like what? Like when you're scrolling, do you pay attention to what pops up?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is it like a bunch of girls and shit? A bunch of booties and shit? Oh, no. You're married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But that's the main reason why, like, I had to, like, take a step back and I had to unfollow. Like, I don't even really follow girls, like, on social media.
Yeah.
If I know her personally, I'll probably follow her. But even some girls I know personally that they just post all the booty shit and all that.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. You know what I mean? Can't do it.
That
bro.
Shit is a distraction, man.
Biggest distraction ever, bro. So how do you cut out distractions then? As an artist, for sure.
I'm telling you, man, you just gotta just put that phone down. Like, you know, me, I gotta like set list of things that I do every day. And that's like I have a set things I listen to and I even put on in my conscience every day. Mm-hmm. Like just like, you know, positive affirmations and just like, you know, there's a book that audiobook that I listen to by 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. It's called Pieces to Wait. And I just think that that's just it's funny. And it's like, you know, a lot of life lessons in that. So I try to stay consistent with, you know, the content that I'm feeding myself. Man,
you can become a real fucking idiot real quick.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, if you're not careful.
That's
good you listen to audiobooks because audiobooks are such a great tool and such a great replacement to, you know, to music maybe, or just to like being on your phone. If you feel like you got to be on your phone doing something on your phone.
Yeah,
put in an audiobook, bro.
Exactly.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them, bro. What other books you like?
I like, of course, Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter by 50 Cent. I like that Russ book that he came up with. It's
read
all
it
in
yet.
Your head.
I haven't read it yet.
That shit is dope. Okay. That's a dope audio book.
Is 50 your favorite artist?
Nah. Okay. I just love his, like, story. Like, his story to me is, like, just groundbreaking because I think it relates a lot to my story. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to go against all the odds. Like, you know, nobody was on his side. They tried to blackball him. They tried to do whatever they can to stop him. He didn't really have help like that, so he had to find another way to market his music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like that's a lot with my situation. A lot of people didn't want to, you know, lend out a hand to help. I, you know, wasn't lucky to get, like, you know, those good features or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just never...
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I believe it's because I'm a threat. Like, I honestly believe it's because I'm a threat. I believe that certain niggas see, like, if we put him in this position, like, he could really take over some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It could be some other shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But just me personally, I'm such a genuine person. And, you know, I ain't never, like, stepped on nobody's toes. At least I tried not to step on nobody's toes.
Right,
but, that's just the way it is. When you're good like that, they ain't going to, like, put you in the, okay, yeah, I'm going to let you take my spot. It's going to be like, nah, we're going to try to silence them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I don't take it personal because it makes me better. Like, it makes me dig even deeper. It's like, okay, y'all don't like that, all right? Next time.
Yeah. So you feel like the competitive, are you referring to people, like, in the industry in general or people in the city?
In the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Like,
in the industry. Like, both, though. Like, it started in the city. It started in school. It started in middle school, high school. Just my whole life, I always been that type of nigga that was, like, independent and just, you know, stand alone on his own.
Yeah,
and, like, people could see that, like, strength in me and be like, you know, fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I will say, you are definitely taking a unique approach.
Yeah.
You know, with the old school beats, with the content, just with the, you know, the subject matter, what you're speaking on. And I think you're definitely speaking for an audience, a certain audience, you know.
Definitely.
And, you know, like Las Vegas Outkast.
Yeah.
That song went crazy
on the
internet.
Thank you.
And it was a beautiful video. It was a beautiful song. And it spoke for people like me. Like, that's how I feel, too.
Yeah.
I don't even really like listening to too much rap anymore. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
Like, I do. Obviously, I do. I listen to a lot of rap, but I've always listened to a lot of rap. But, like, you know, a lot of it now, I guess there's always been parts of it that's been just been, you know, just the same, you know. Like
same old thing.
The same, you know, kind of, you know, with the drugs. And, you know, it's just the same song remade every time, you know, over the same beat and all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And in the first line, I think that's why, the reason why that song went so crazy was because the first line of Las Vegas Outkast is, you know, it was the first impression to that song, the first 15 seconds, they say.
Yeah.
And you said the whole that one line, the game is filled with a bunch of lean sipping, you know what I mean? And
you know, I'm happy that you say that. I'm happy you say that because I got something I want to show right quick. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you about to rap?
No, I just...
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, you got the merch? You got the merch?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. I need one. I need one.
Yeah.
I need one, bro.
And I meant to bring you one today, but I was running behind. You know
one.
What I'm saying?
I'll get one.
But I got you, man. Okay. Very disappointed I didn't.
It's okay, bro.
But while you said that, I had to break out the shirt, you know?
The yellow looks good, too, man.
Thank you, man. This is going to be available February 21st. So, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, man. Yeah, I need one.
I got you, man.
So why this approach? Why take this approach to music when, you know, you don't have to be so straightforward with that?
Why take like the lean sipping like?
Well, like kind of like the anti what the game is right now. Yeah.
I would say because with the drugs thing, it's like I seen my people suffer from that. Like I seen my mom go through it with, you know, opioids, and you know I seen my brother going through it with heroin, and I've seen my best friend go through it with heroin. Like these are people that's close to me.
That's what lean is too, heroin.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've seen it completely fuck niggas off like in person. You know, and they pressing this shit like it's cool or something, but it's really tearing our community the fuck apart. Like people not even thinking right. Like people not even in their right minds, like off that shit. So it's like,
what do you say to the people that would? Because I've seen, because Russ had, you know, Russ got a lot of flack for that shit too. Something similar. And what do you say to the people that would respond to that with, oh, we're doing it to cope?
I would say I would say that's bullshit, man. Like, you know, I understand that, but I could do a lot of things to cope too. And the only reason that's not going to work with me is because I've had a hard ass life.
Yeah.
Like a harsh ass life. Don't nobody know my demons. And I'm not saying like I'm stronger than anybody else. I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's other ways to deal with your depression and your anxiety and all these other things. I'm not trying to shit on nobody who's going through addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, like, you know, my heart goes out to you. Like, it really breaks my heart to see. That's why I'm so serious about it. Right. And I gotta be strong about it because nowadays people are like, don't. The cancel culture and all that shit. Everybody wants to be a victim. Like,
exactly.
I don't play that shit. I ain't never been like that. So I can care less about coming into the game and kissing ass and trying to be like everybody else. Like,
right.
I'm good, you know, but I'm going to speak my message because I feel like, you know, God or whatever you believe put it in my heart to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's the therapy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the therapy. You getting that off. And that's how I think it resonated with so many people, especially that first line was so important.
Yeah, and I don't got nothing against smoking a little bit of weed because
weed is from the earth.
Yeah, I smoke some weed myself. Like I I'm not no hypocrite. I smoke a little bit of weed myself, but all that other shit, you know, you're just like really compressing your problems, and there's other things you could do. Like you can get into boxing or you can get into something else. Like that's what I find myself doing. Like if I'm like really feeling low, it's like, okay, what skill can I learn? How can I put this energy back into myself?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, because the self-destructing behavior, you go down a dark path.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we've all seen it too, you know, and, you know, people deal with their problems differently, I guess.
They do.
But it's just crazy that has almost become a whole subculture of hip hop.
Exactly.
Know? It's crazy, man.
And like I said, man, I don't got nothing against any body who's doing that to get through. Like, I have compassion for that, but I gotta be a little bit hard on it because I feel like everybody's too fucking soft nowadays.
Yeah,
back in the 70s and 60s, niggas was niggas. Like, men was men. Women was women. I feel like it's getting a little bit, people starting to forget their place. Like, I'm not knocking change either because I'm all about evolution. Like, I want to see us grow as a people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's certain things that we got to remember who we are. Like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not about to hold nobody's hand. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, let's get through this shit. Let's get through this drug epidemic. You know,
how do you do that though? You know, these
just make it cool to not do that shit.
True.
No more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like we're kind of on started that path a little bit. I think some artists have, you know, switched their ways and, you know, spoke out. But you know what the thing is that I find funny is that in interviews and shit, a lot of artists will will, you know, not promote that or promote like the opposite of taking drugs and being sober and stuff. But in their music, it's like, but you know, you just put out a song that's like, that says the complete opposite. I don't get it, you know? But I get it. We're all walking hypocrites, but.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. And I ain't perfect, but like I said, that's why I had to put myself on blast. Like, I drink a little bit. You know, we taking a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, right now. Mm-hmm. I smoke a little weed. I'm not sitting here like I'm perfect and trying to judge everybody, but I'm saying, like, come on, y'all. We could do this. Yeah. Like, we don't have to be depressed. Everybody's so depressed. The music is just depressing. Yeah. Everywhere I turn, everybody's depressed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't nobody trust nobody. Like, yeah, it's just everybody standoffish. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just weird as fuck now, man.
Yeah, is that why you don't... Do you get out much?
Not really. I'll be to myself. Yeah. I'll be to myself. Because like I said, I don't trust nobody.
You're a product of it. Yeah, that's the weird thing about living in it and existing in it, in that space is like you are part of that, but you don't want to be part of that.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
How do you balance that? That's weird. That's a weird psychological
thing.
Man,
it is. But you know, I'm just trying to practice getting out just a little bit more, putting myself out there just a little bit more because, like I said, everybody's so afraid and people be like, I don't like people, but we need people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we change our paradigm and change the way that we look at things, you know, our life can change.
Right.
And I preach a lot of that in my music. But the thing is, it's very hard to change your paradigm when you get on your Instagram and you seeing this and you seeing that. And it's making you jealous. It's making you fearful. It's making you all these low vibrations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
It's a weird world we're living in, bro.
It is. But I was talking with my nigga the other day, man, and we were just like, man, it's a good time to be alive. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a good time to be alive.
Oh, it's the best time.
It is.
I mean, if you think about 200 years ago, the life was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So now... you know, we're just really spoiled.
Yeah, we are.
You know,
we are. And everything is so easy. Like, everything is right there in our face. It's like, now we don't want to work for shit. Like, we can literally do anything that we want to do right now. It's an open market.
Yeah.
You know, it's a complete open market. All artists have to do is just make music and put it on all major streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of artists that don't even have their music on like streaming platforms.
Well, a lot of artists think they're working hard and they have no idea what hard work is.
Oh, man.
You know.
And not to shit on anybody because, you know, like I said, like.
It's not just artists, though. It's anybody in life. There's,
exactly.
You know, but,
exactly.
But, you know, I think we just see that a lot because in artists because, you know, you do music, I'm involved with music, so.
Exactly.
You know, it's like when you're in control of something like your musical career, because your musical career is kind of like, you're kind of like your own company.
Yeah.
You're your own business.
Exactly.
So you can even make the product. You make everything, you know? So
exactly.
When you're in such control and you know, you're not even getting 100 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you just ain't really even working. Yeah, people with shitty music get 100 views.
Yeah, they out there pushing their shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I realize a lot of people just kind of expect it to come to them. Like, that's what I said, like, when I was telling you, like, my life was harsh. Like, everything that I got, I had to work for. Like, every single fan, I had to literally earn every fan. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's why I don't have no tolerance for, like, excuses.
Yeah.
I hate excuses.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers have so many excuses these days. Yeah. Like, man.
Because people see people are so into everybody's, that's what we see every day is everybody's success. People don't really, you're not going to see people struggle on Instagram like that, you know?
No.
And so, you know, they think, like, as long as I look like I'm winning, I'm winning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you still got to pay your dues. There's no shortcuts. You
got to pay your dues. People be wanting shortcuts. It's like, man, the game don't work like that. But if you stay down, it's going to bless you, man.
Right, right. So how has this journey been? You've been doing music for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing music?
Since I was, like, six.
Right.
Since I was, like, six. Right. I probably before that, but I always just say six because it's like reasonable.
Right, since
I can remember, I've been trying to put music together.
So what is this? So now looking back, and what has this journey been like for you? How do you feel about it?
Like I said, man, it's been harsh, very hard lessons, you know, very hard lessons. But it's also been beautiful too. It's been very beautiful. A lot of good experiences, you know, a lot of good things. But it's just been extremely, like, testing. Like, the game will test you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like how the late, great Nip said, like, the game is going to test you, like, to the core. Is this what you really want? Mm-hmm. Is this what you really want? It's going to continue to test you until you, you know, just break through. You know what I'm saying?
You never know how close you really are.
You never do, and that's why you just got to stay down. Because I've had some dark days, and then I turn around, and it's like something very good happens. That's what I'm saying. Like, people that's feeling, like, suicidal, like, you just never know when your whole life can turn around. Because it can happen. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to believe that it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, life, not to get too, like, philosophical and shit over here, but, but, you know, life is definitely a journey, man. And when you take, but there's also all these little mini journeys along the way.
Yeah.
You know, so your musical career is a journey. You know, this podcast is a journey for me.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, you know, like, I say this all the time, I feel like an up-and-coming artist or something.
Yeah.
Like, how I gotta, okay, now I gotta promote myself. Because I've always kind of been anti-social media.
Yeah.
So now I gotta, but I see myself going through these emotions.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, like, you know, like, I'm not doing well today, or this didn't get as many views or whatever, but I'm like, I gotta really pump my own brakes.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, no, it's I'm gonna tell you right now, man, this shit is dope. Like, everything that here, like, it's very, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put some thought behind it, even the artwork and everything. Like, I be peeping that.
Yeah.
And that's why I always help people like that. When I see that you're helping yourself, I'm going to always fuck with you.
Thanks, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
Real shit.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, I want to get this to a global thing, you know? But, you know, I got to start in my own home.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Vegas a little bit.
Let's talk about Vegas. Let's talk about the city.
Let's talk about the city, man.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about, you know, the musical scene in the city and where it's at today, where it's been?
I feel like the musical scene in Vegas is, I feel like there's a lot of talent out here. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. I feel like there's a lot of talent, but like I said, with the trust thing, I feel like people are a little standoffish and nobody wants that other person to get that edge.
Everybody's
trying to be first. With me, it's like, I'm an open book. Like, that's why motherfuckers think I'm so weird, probably, because it's like, I'd be just an open book.
People think you're weird?
They probably do. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? I could see if they did.
Weird. I don't think you're weird.
No, but I could see if somebody did. Like, he's extra, because it's like, I'm so just, like, straight out the gut with it that it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know, that speaks to, like, the state of society now is, like, we don't respect the other people's opinions.
Yeah.
And we don't respect, like, how people are.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like
true.
Everybody loves to hate Trump.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't hate no man that I don't know. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
any person, because I don't know what's going on. That's the thing. Don't nobody knows what's going on behind these smoke and mirrors. Like, you guys don't know shit. You're waking up and you're choosing to be angry at somebody you don't know.
Right.
And it's affecting your whole life. Why be angry? You can be happy.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
So how does that like just push you away from the city? You feel like you get that vibe?
A little bit, but I'm still trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of artists that I really be trying to, like, you know, get to fuck with me, because my thing is I'm building a writing team. You know what I'm saying? Up until this point, I've written all my own bars, and I still will, like, with verses, like, I'll always write my own verses. But I feel like song structure and just to get some extra ears in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I want a writing team.
There's nothing wrong with collaborating.
There's nothing
bro.
Wrong with that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Jackson, Drake, and all these people.
They all do it.
Exactly. They had all these people in the room when they was creating. So I'm trying to find, like, the best people in Vegas that I think are creative.
Mm.
And let's just all come together and, you know, work on something that's, like, because I'm going for number one. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going for that number one spot.
Yeah.
Like, in the world.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
talking, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
I feel you, bro.
So I'm trying to, like, every resource, and that's everything that I've been taught my whole life. Like, I haven't always had a lot of resources, but it's like every resource that I do have, I use it to get me to that next step.
Yeah.
That next level.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you know
good. That's good, bro. The writing teams, I think, is not something that I think we've tapped into quite yet here in the city. You know, it's not something normal to us.
Because, like I said, people are prideful. People are like, I did it on my own. I don't want nobody. But it's like, I'm trying to, like, change that. I'm trying to change all of that, you know?
Nobody really did it on their own, though.
Nobody.
In any field.
Nobody
really did it on
you
their
need
own.
People.
Yeah.
You need people in this world, and that's what people are forgetting. Like, people think they could just be standoffish and not trust nobody.
Yeah.
No, you need people to get ahead in this world.
You need but you don't get all the credit when you have people around you, bro.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
But like, with
that's
me,
the
it's
problem.
Like,
everybody wants all the credit.
Yeah, but with me, it's like I got so much confidence in myself that like I don't even care about that. Like, as long as I get that bag, the credit, that's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I need that bag.
Yeah. Well, usually first comes the credit, and then comes the
then
bag.
Then comes the bag.
Yeah.
But shit, man. You know, and I'm not afraid of nobody else. Like, that's why I just even brought up the writing team. I could have kept that to myself, but it's like, I'm going to put them on the credits. Like, I want people to see we all work together as a collaborative.
Well,
like,
that's how the music industry works.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think I was watching an interview with, I think, Quincy Jones or somebody. But basically, they had, like, a house, right? And they had a studio in the house. And they called all these famous people over there, like these big musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before you walk in, you signed a piece of paper that basically says, like, you know, whatever you make is going to be like you'll get credited for.
Yeah.
Or maybe whatever you make, like, we own, or whatever the case is. But bottom line is that you know, you give people their credit when credit is due.
Exactly.
It's like, that's how it works, bro.
Exactly.
Collaboration, and that's when the best music is really made, bro.
Exactly. That's what
that
I'm saying.
It's something that you hear, you know, I might not hear, and vice versa.
That's what I'm
know.
Saying. Like, I want different ears. Like, you know, I've came this far. It's like, now it's time. I want some other ears. I want some other opinions. I want some other perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, I don't think I'm always right all the time. I love hearing other perspectives and how other people feel about things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So you went to Cheyenne. Let's get back to the little local scene, because I'm curious to how, because I only see the Vegas from my angle and my perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Legacy. So I saw, you know, from my angle, but who was somebody you looked up to growing up? Who did you look at that was like, yo, this motherfucker can rap?
Man, I was just listening to some Drew Price the other day.
Yeah.
I thought he was the cold. I still think he's the one of the coldest out of the city, and that's what gave me a lot of like. Like inspiration to want to rap.
His name always comes up.
Yeah.
Because
he just, man, the way he used to, you know what I'm saying, put them bars together, like, that's what really gave me that. And we did it. I remember, like, because I used to be in a group. Mm-hmm. I used to be in a group called Real Talk. And I remember we had this song, man. And I could speak all this shit because I'm so confident in myself. Like, mm-hmm. I have no problem putting other niggas on.
Yeah.
But I remember we had this session. My nigga Two Tone, he's an engineer out here.
Oh, yeah, Two Tone is the god.
He's
got to put some respect on
exactly.
his name, man.
Two Tone, that's a big homie. That's why he pretty much showed me everything as far as, like, engineering and everything. Yeah. But I remember he had called, we had this song, right? And he had called all these Vegas artists to get on the song. And I remember he called to Drew Price, because we just was a big fan. And he came to the studio and shit. We was all nervous, like he was a famous nigga. But he just came in there, man. He laid his verse down, didn't write it down. He just, you know, just laid it down. I thought that shit was dope, how he did that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you got on a song with him?
Yeah. It's a song. It's not the best song, so we never put
it
out.
Okay, it happened. You got it. You got it. You
but know. Actually, it has a lot of people on that song. It had the Landlords on that song, D-Cross, Drew Price. Mm.
What song is this called?
It's not out.
Oh, it's not out?
Well, you could search it. It might be out. Look
when
up.
When did this happen?
This was 2000 and... Shit, man, it had to be like 2010,
2009. Oh, damn, that's
it's a long ass
might
time.
Might be on like Bandcamp or something.
Yeah, it's definitely on Bandcamp. It was called I'm About Money. I'm About Money Part 2. If you look that motherfucker, you might be able to find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check that
it's
out.
It's not the, like I said, it ain't the best, but it had all my niggas on there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How you feel about The Landlord?
The Landlord's tight. Huh, I feel like he's consistent. I remember back then too, like, I thought he was like hard, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, I was in a group in high school at Cheyenne, and we had wrote him because he was like the man when I was going to Cheyenne. And
he went to Cheyenne too?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
No, but he was graduated already.
Oh, okay.
And we had wrote him, and he
on
had
Facebook, on MySpace or something?
MySpace, that's what it was. We had wrote him, and he had got back, like, I'm gonna fuck with y'all when I get back in town.
Yeah.
And I was just happy. I just remember running down the stairs, the quad, like, yeah, we on. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So he's definitely been doing his thing.
Yeah,
man.
He shows a lot of love too.
Yeah.
I got him coming on here in a couple weeks. So
oh, that's dope.
I can't wait to sit down and talk to him.
That's
man.
Dope. Yeah. But it's a lot of talent out here, man. Yeah. It's a lot of talent, like, that I feel doesn't even get recognition. Like my nigga Jabari. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He used to go by Jab Ta Wah. Like, he's hard as fuck. I feel like he don't get enough credit for what he does.
Does he push himself?
I don't know if he does the right way, but he hard, man.
That's like, the thing, bro. It's, you know, it's a funny kind of little it's a funny little trend that I kind of see. Is like the artists that are really good, they tend not to really
push themselves
push
like that
too much. Yeah. But the artists that really suck really go they hard with the marketing.
Because they know they have to. Yeah. Like, it's another thing, like, with just working with what they have.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But I don't know why that is. It's so funny, bro. It's so funny. But the artists that could put it together, put those two things together, usually find some success.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Do you feel like you market yourself well?
Definitely.
I feel like you do.
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, everything that you see is me, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a team and all that, of course. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it's pretty much just me. Everything mm-hmm. that you see, like, I just, you know, I be at it, man.
Yeah.
I be at it.
No, for sure.
I like results, too. Like, I like to see results. Yes. I like to see numbers going up.
Me, too,
I
brother.
Love results.
I need results.
No doubt.
If I'm not getting results, I will quit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I will take my talents elsewhere.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, man, that's... Where did you do that video, that Las Vegas Outkast video?
That was done downtown, I think.
Is that abandoned motel across the street from, like, El Cortez?
I believe so. I think that's exactly where it's at.
I think it is, because I used to look in there, and he's always boarded off. But
That motherfucker was boarded off. But me and my nigga Tay Price, that's my director, we motherfucking hopped that gate, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you didn't even get clear.
You weren't even supposed to be up
in
that.
I was going to say, because if I never seen another video. It's such a perfect spot for a video.
It is, and it just worked out, man. I'm going to tell you something, too. Like, when I recorded that video, like, the day before that, like, I had no idea what we were going to do. Like, I didn't even feel like rapping anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, like, over it.
Yeah.
And that was, like, I call that video right there, like, that was kind of like my just throwing something at the basket, just hoping it, and just walking away, and it just swishes, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, like that, because I was really considering, like, this going to be my last time doing this shit.
Oh, shit, for real?
For real.
Oh, damn.
For real, but that day, me and Tay Price, we found that spot, we looked in there, found that little spot, hopped that, and just put everything together with the car scene and everything,
mm-hmm.
so it just all worked out, but when it dropped, I'm like, I just was so tired, you know what I'm saying? I had taken so many losses, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just sick of taking losses, but that just came out good. It just worked in my favor.
So was that like a turning point?
It was definitely a turning point, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think whatever the higher power is, God, I think he knew that I was at my wit's end with music. He's like, you can't walk away yet. Let me show him a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I seen that, it blew up like that. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And that song, even, like, all my songs that do well, like, are songs that, like, take, like, 10 minutes to write. Because it comes straight from my heart.
Yeah, it's not, you don't got to think about it.
I ain't have to think about shit. That just, I heard that beat. One day I was at my job. I was working at a warehouse job. And I heard that shit. That beat come, like, I heard the song. And I just was, like, just started thinking of them lyrics. And it just came out.
Yeah.
Like, it just came pouring out.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? Because it was how I felt.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. Yeah, that song was... Definitely went crazy. It went crazy on Facebook.
Yeah,
when things go crazy on Facebook, you know, them motherfuckers go crazy.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, is that spot? Because I've scouted that spot before, and I've never seen anybody else do a video there.
Yeah, that's because that shit is you're not supposed to be over there.
Yeah.
But we was just like, man, whatever. Okay, like, you know what I'm saying? It just was. It was so fitting. I seen that, and so I'm like, we got to get in there. I don't care what we got to do.
No, for real. Speaking about Tay Price, though, man, it seems like when you look at the hip-hop in Vegas, the history of hip-hop in Vegas, Tay Price is, like, the glue to everybody.
Yeah,
like,
Tay Price, that's my nigga, man.
Isn't that crazy? He's shot. He's everybody. I don't even think I know what Tay Price looks like.
No?
I don't think so. But I know hella people that know him.
Yeah.
You know, like, my boy Sion. You know Sion?
Sion, that's my nigga. Yeah, okay, he's a cool cat.
Yeah,
too.
That's my partner, so he works closely with him. But but he is like, you look at all the old videos.
Yeah.
From anybody.
Yeah.
Tame Price. He is the most. He is like the godfather of videographers in the city.
For real.
It's crazy.
And that's why I fuck with him, man. We go back to like 2010, 2011, like with my first video. Yeah. Like, because I seen him doing everybody else's video. I'm like, I was always the type of nigga like, okay, what's the best of the best? I want the best of the best. Who's the best engineer? Tone? Okay, we're going to fuck with Tone. Who's the best videographer? Tay Price? We're going to fuck with Price. You know what I'm saying? So he's good, man. He's good at what he does, man.
You think he'll come on here?
Hell yeah, my nigga Tay Price to come on here.
I was talking to Sion about it. He was like, he doesn't like to be in front of the camera.
Damn.
Because you know them guys behind the camera, they're not too, they don't really jump in front of the camera, man.
Man, if I holler at my nigga Price, man, I think he'll come on this.
Because he's like so important to the city, bro.
Yeah.
He's so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think people really talk about that enough.
Yeah, no,
you know?
They don't. A lot of people in the city don't talk about shit because it's like niggas be so full of shit. Niggas be trying to act like, I don't be liking that energy in Vegas where niggas be acting like they don't know niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, that shit is corny.
Yeah, Vegas is pretty small. We all know each other.
Yeah, we all know each other. Knock it the fuck off, man. That shit is corny as fuck to me. Like, I'm a real nigga. And if I seen you out and I seen you a person, I'm going to be like, nigga, I like that shit you did. That video, whoop-de-woop. I'm not going to say the fake name of the video.
Right.
Because you know how niggas be trying to be like, I like that shit you did. The return of the 70s?
It was
the return of the they'll say anything to get it wrong.
Yeah.
The 90s return?
Make it seem like they're not that interested.
Yeah, like they didn't see it. Shut your ass up, nigga. Like, I'll be real with my shit. I'm out the gut with mine, man. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you, period.
Yeah, for sure, man. That was another crazy project, too. What made you really go through with that? Like, did you second guess, like, that? What was the thought process behind, I'm going to get on all these classic beats?
Damn, I'm glad that you asked me that, because I did second guess that.
I'm sure, because it's almost like setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, because people could be like, he fucked those beats up.
Yeah,
what I was afraid of, and that's the thing, like, I didn't think it was going to do well, because I'm like, oh, man, ain't no, like, as soon as I recorded the whole project, I'm like, man, ain't nobody going to fuck with this old school shit.
Yeah.
Everybody's into the, you know, the new trap wave and the auto-tune and everything, like, nobody's going to fuck with this. Damn, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Back to the drawing board. But, you know, lo and behold, that shit almost got 3 million streams. Well, worldwide, that shit is like 4 million streams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's unique.
Yeah.
It's unique, you know? I mean, even though we've all heard the beats a million times before.
Yeah.
But, you know, you recreated something and you put it your own spin on it.
Yeah.
And it took, I was like, damn, like, you know, that took some balls, bro.
Man.
That took some balls. That's like, almost like, you know, if I was managing an artist and he said he wanted to do that, I'd be like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing, like, a lot of my ideas be off the wall. Like, my next project that I have, I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, because that's who I pretty much be just talking about all my business with as far as music business. Like, I don't be telling niggas my moves. I be having to keep it, you know? But he was like, nah, man, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. And I'm just like, I'm doing it. That's exactly why I'm going to do it.
Don't tell me don't do it. Don't do it.
Because with me, it's trial and error, man. So what if I fail?
Yeah.
Who cares? Right, like, nobody cares. Really, nobody gives a fuck, man. Yeah, like, nobody cares. Like,
I think I'm going to get that tattooed on my neck. It's who cares.
Like, who cares? For real. Nobody cares. Like, if you fail, so what? Like, of course, some haters out there are going to be like, oh, yeah, good. Yeah. They're going to feel a little bit better about themselves. But what you're doing it for them, or are you doing it for you?
We're all gonna die one day anyway.
Exactly. That shit ain't gonna mean nothing. While you're here, do what you love. I'm doing what I love, man. Every single day I'm waking up and I'm doing everything that I love.
That's dope. That's dope, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
So you felt good about that, about the feedback on that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it took a while to come, too. Like, it took a while for people to start catching on, but and it's still people catching on. So it's like...
Well, music, it kind of takes on a life of its own, huh? And
it does.
And it travels it's like you're not in control of how it travels.
It does. That's dope, man.
Isn't it crazy?
I like to think about it that way. That's
it's like
dope.
It's like you just... It's kind of like you have a ball at the top of the hill, and you kind of just like, you know, tip it over.
Yeah.
It might hit a couple rocks, you know?
Yeah.
Or that motherfucker might just go, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I love about it. That's what I love about just putting out music and just like, you know, I never know which one's going to bang off like that. Yeah. You know, I don't know which one people are going to like. It's just exciting to me. I love it.
Yeah. You got to love it, right?
Yeah. To go through the shit that I went behind it.
You have to.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, like what? What are some things you went through behind the scenes?
Man, I couldn't even tell you. Like, man, I just been through some very harsh shit that, like, only me and God know about type shit. Like, some just harsh-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'll say, like the normal shit, like, you have to deal with people flaking. You have to deal with, you know, spending all this money on a video and it doesn't do well. You have to deal with, you know, spending money on studio time and that doesn't go well. You have to deal with an engineer, you know, that's lagging behind. It's so many things that you have to deal with in the music industry, but people only see like the finished product of it. You know what I'm saying? But
it's definitely a process.
Yeah. And then not only that, but you have to deal with a lot of people that don't see your vision and, you know, that give up on the vision and that you've built a relationship with you and then they walk away from it and you got to continue to, people show their true colors. It's just a lot of things like that come with this shit that people don't understand.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most difficult careers you can pick.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking the other day and I'm like, I would choose to be a fucking rapper. I could have been any guy. I could have been anything else.
Yeah.
And it would have been a lot easier process because with rapping is like there's a chance that you will never make it. Not in my head, but just like to the general perception, because in my head, I already made it.
Well, mathematically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a tough
Yeah,
a tough
but
thing.
If you're going out to be a lawyer, like if you do the work and everything, you're going to be a lawyer.
Right.
Or anything else, like even a doctor, if you really can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can be a doctor.
Yeah.
You just have to put in that time. But rapper,
it's not guaranteed.
You know what? Let me think about this for a second. Because when you're a doctor and you go to school for like 5-6 years, you're really locked in, right? Like everything. Like
you're not a doctor yet, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you locked in. So if you lock in a rap for 5 years and do everything on the script that you're supposed to do, then you there probably is that you'll definitely make it. It might not be like number one spot, but you'll definitely build a fan base to be able to. Exactly. Yeah. You'll be able to build a career.
Yeah. We all have different measures of success, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it is, too.
What's your measure of success?
My measure of success is me being able to leave my family something when I'm no longer here. Mm-hmm. Like my kids, my two sons, like for me, for them to be able to inherit my wealth off of my, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My business, like my label. I'm about to get started. It's called Say Less Entertainment, and Sales is my last name.
Okay.
So I'm
there
trying
to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not even. I was about to say.
He's a rapper, guys.
Yeah.
He's a rapper.
Exactly. That's like what I'm building, like for my last name, like for the, you know, my kids to come, like they're gonna be able to eat off of Say Less Entertainment.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Dope.
So.
Well, as far as like your own personal career though, like as an artist.
Yeah.
How do you measure your success? What do you want to be? Do you want to be J. Cole or do you want to be Tech N9ne?
Damn, I want to be Jamar. Like there's, I feel like there's a lane for me. Like, like you know, just like how you just said J. Cole and just like you just said Tech N9ne. Somebody one day is gonna be like, do you want to be some or do you want to be where Jamar is at?
You know what I'm saying? Damn, you got it on point.
Well,
man.
Like it's a lane for me. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I can't judge it off of like what he did or what they did. I know I want that number. That's what I will say. My number one goal is a number one spot, like to hold a number one song in the country.
Okay,
that's
isn't
my
that
goal.
Elusive though?
Elusive.
Is it like the number? If the artist is number one spot, right?
Right.
Are you really number one? You know, are they really number one?
I don't know,
because
man.
I've heard things. Well, I know for a fact it takes a lot of money to get somebody to the number one spot.
It does.
Right? You got to pay the radios. You got to pay everybody.
Yeah.
So, like, are they really the number one artist, or are they the number one force fed?
I give it to you like this. Like, you know, I told you I'd be reading that 50 Cent book, and when he dropped In the Club. Like, that went number one.
Right.
That was really number one. And it wasn't, it was just, like, the feel of the song. Like, it sounded like a number one song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, whether it's fake or not, I know a lot of shit in the industry is fake. A lot of shit in this world is fake. Like, numbers are fake. A lot of shit is fake.
Yeah.
But I want to drop that song that sounds like the number one song when it's just everybody loves it. Did you like it in the club?
It's undeniable. What?
Did you like it in the club?
50 Cent is my favorite rapper of all time.
Yeah, but like, who's going to hear that song in the club and that beat when it came out and be like, nah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It probably was somebody that seriously didn't, but...
No, they had problems. They had issues with themselves, you know? There's no denying that song like that. Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for. Like, I want to drop that undeniable song. That's my mission in life, to drop that. Even my haters just be like, mad as hell, just nodding their head and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't... Do you feel like you have to look for it, or do you feel like it just has to come?
It has to come, just like how LV Outkast came.
Yeah.
Like, it was from the heart. God bless me with that. Like,
you gotta just keep making music, really.
Yeah, and make it from the heart. LV Outkast was so close to my heart that I think that's why I did so well.
Yeah.
Because everything I said in it, I meant it. I was passionate about because it was me. Like, it was... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Couldn't kick it with the gangsters, didn't fit in with the jocks. Even a nerds probably would have told a nigga kick rocks. Like, that's me back in high school. Like, I was an outcast. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I went to Durango, I was pretty cool. But as far as, like, my Cheyenne days, like, you know what I'm saying? I was a pretty much outcast. Like, I was a nigga in the back of the class with the nappy braids on and the hoodie with his head down, bumping instrumentals, writing to music in my head. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like Josh. Shout out Josh.
Yeah.
Hey,
definitely shout out Josh.
Yeah, he made this happen. But that song definitely, you know, spoke for a lot of people, especially in Vegas, bro.
Yeah.
It was definitely like a voice that we haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I mean by, like, just carving my own lane, my own story.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like, when I say lane, because I never want to be put in a box. Like, I feel like people try to put me in the Return of the 90s box.
Your music is not just that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I do everything. Like, I do what I feel. Like, if I hear a trap beat and I like that shit, I'm going to rap over that shit. Like, there's a rapper out. I think he's a coochie man or something, he calls himself. His name is Y.N.
Like that shit.
I was hearing that shit. I'm like, this shit fucking goes dumb.
But it's so bad lyrically, but it doesn't matter. That's the thing.
Gotta hear what he's saying. Like,
no, I listened. YNJ. YNJ, right?
That shit is, man.
He reminded me of Mac Dre. I just kept thinking of Mac Dre.
Yeah. He does remind me of Mac Dre. When I first heard it, because I think my sister tried to show it to me, and I just completely, like, shut it out. I'm like, that is fucking trash. Like, get the fuck out of here. But one day, like, I was listening to some shit. Like, I think it was called Smooth Dude. I seen some shit. I'm like, that shit is hidden, like, you know what I'm saying?
The thing about it is, it's not the lyrics, it's not the beat, it's the energy.
It's the energy.
That's it.
Like, it's not the engineering, because the quality is terrible.
It's rough.
Like,
it's rugged.
Bro,
it's raw.
If I would have heard my shit sounding like that type of quality, I'd be like, hell no. Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like, you just go. Just do that shit. Like, he's completely being himself.
Yeah.
Like, he's like not
he
even.
He probably
like,
didn't think about being a rapper a year ago.
I swear, like, I've never heard nobody come off like something, like saying something and being like, something like, and just like it's just awkward as fuck. But it's like, it's the energy. And he believes it.
He got the streets on fire.
I'm telling you, man. I heard that shit. I'm like, this shit is hidden. Like, I'm going to always show love when some shit is hidden.
Yeah. I had to check myself with that new kind of rap or just like different shit that I hear.
Yeah.
I had to stop saying that shit's whack.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm looking for like, hold on, like, is it whack? Or my ears whack.
Yeah.
Like, am I just not open enough?
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a lot of things with everybody, like, as far, especially music, like, when somebody's like, here's a new rapper, like, our first instinct is to shut it out. Like, we're listening to, oh, yeah, what are you about to talk about? Right. Like, we're already listening, like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
He's shooting somebody?
Yeah.
He got guns?
Exactly. We all, because of, like, just, like, what hip-hop is about right now. The stigma around hip-hop. So it's like, And I told you when I first heard it, I'm like, get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
But I heard it another day and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just like, I was feeling that shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How does that make you feel about the stigma? Like, you know, you being a rapper.
Yeah.
You know, I see it two ways. I see it a different way. I see it as there's rappers and then there's artists that rap.
Yeah.
So I put you in the, pretty much everybody I have up here is going to be in the latter category.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause, you know, rappers is cool, But like, yeah, like I like the artistry behind it, you know, there really is artistry behind it.
It is.
But it gets dumbed down a lot. But how do you deal with that stigma as far as like maybe you meet somebody new and they ask you what you do?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a rapper.
And they're like, oh, you're a fucking loser in their head.
Exactly.
How do I deal with it? And I'm glad you asked me that. That's not the easiest thing to deal with because, you know, people don't take that serious. And I've had that my whole life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where people are like, they just don't take it serious. Right. Like, but I fight for my shit. And I don't care. And to be honest, like to be perfectly honest too, I don't tell people I rap.
Right.
Like if I'm going somewhere, if I'm doing something, and they be like, what do you do, man? I just do me. I just... You know what I'm saying? Because I noticed, like, a lot of times I'll tell niggas I rap and they start hating and all this other shit. And it's like, well, he rap right now? Like, I'm not that type of fucking rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do business. This is my business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there is definitely a stigma behind being a rapper because it's so cliche for a young black male to be a rapper, man. Right. I hate that because... When I was a kid, this is just all I ever wanted to do was rap and do music. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I grow up and it's like, oh, it looks like I'm just doing it because everybody else does it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So that is tough, but I get through it by just continuing to do me, man.
Yeah.
Continue to do it and not really caring too much about what people think.
That's all you can do, right?
Exactly.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. But I mean, you know, those stigmas and all those things, they can fuck with. You know, fuck with the process and fuck with your, like...
Confidence. It fucks with your... It can.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a lot what I mean by just, like, this rap game when you ask me about that. Like, there's so many things that come along with this rap game, especially before you make it. You know, if I was telling people I'm in school becoming a lawyer or I'm in school becoming this or I'm becoming a fucking plumber or something or anything, not to shit on anybody, but I'm just saying, like...
Oh, was that a bar? Was that a bar?
No.
You said not to be a plumber, not to shit on anybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a bar, dog. You snuck that in there.
Thank you for that. That was a bar.
You rapping subconsciously.
Damn.
Over here,
see, I'm always rapping. I'm always thinking. But thank you for that.
Yeah,
but anyway, like if I told somebody that, like, I'm going to school to be a this or anything, they're going to be like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I get a little bit more respect. But when it's like, I'm a rapper, it's like, you're a joke. Like, people will take you as a joke. You know what I'm saying?
You should say artist.
I should.
You should.
But still, people still take that as a joke. They'd be like,
paint?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they probably would take it better if I did paint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you paint? That's different.
Yeah.
But you rap? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh,
could have guessed that one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, every nigga raps pretty much. You can, like, at least, like, you go to 10... young black males, like at least 6 of them gonna rap.
But we need to stop that because I'll tell you what, rapping is an exceptional brain exercise.
That's true.
Rhyming is an exceptional brain exercise.
That's true.
It helps you with your with speaking. It helps you with the pace of your brain.
Yeah.
You know, we need to encourage kids to rap.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, for sure.
And it's also another way for people to express themselves.
Exactly.
So they should
expand vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know, like you're just having a conversation and I'm sure a rapper can find words to express themselves better than a person that doesn't rap, you know?
Exactly.
We should encourage more. There should be a whole class in the 6th grade for kids. Yo, you got to learn how to rhyme.
Yeah, learn how to rhyme.
And
I think
sounds
that's
good. It sounds good, too.
Yeah.
Poetry. I mean, everything is rhyming. You
exactly.
know, songs are rhyming.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a different form of rhyming at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know, it's just poetry, really.
Yeah.
And we should definitely...
embrace that shit.
Yeah. But the stigmas that go around, you know, hip-hop, but that I think give it a negative connotation.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Cause that's life, though.
It's hard to get on. Like and it's not even hard to get on. It's hard to stay on. Like, rap is, like, when we was talking about, like, when I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what the fuck? Why would I want to be the hardest shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
this
is it's a tough game, but I think that's why I wanted to do it.
It's the biggest challenge.
It is.
Yeah.
I like a challenge, man.
You know, we all need challenges, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say about the rapping, though? Yeah, we need to definitely encourage kids and to rap and or at least know how to do it.
You know?
At least that way. Oh, the viewers. So that's why I was gonna say the negative connotation about hip hop is But it's like, you can't even blame the artist.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people might see you as too positive.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why you're not getting the attention that you might probably deserve.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's sad to say.
That is sad. But you know, I'll take that. Like, I'll take that positive role. Like, I don't want to be nothing that I'm not, because I see.
But you're not corny positive.
Yeah.
Because there's a corny positive, and then there's like a somebody, you know, who's just giving game or just really being honest, you know, but giving it a positive.
I feel like Tupac started off like positive.
For sure.
Until
progressive, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, definitely.
Really speaking life instead of.
Exactly.
You know, but you know, humans are really complicated, but it's really the viewers. Like, why are people so attracted to
the negative?
The negative bullshit, you know? It's like, it's just so attractive.
Yeah, it's just like where people, the same reason why, like, everybody wants what they can't have. Like, that goes into, like, food and everything. Like, all the bad foods for you. Like, that's what we want to eat. Like, all the bad women for us. That's who you want to date. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people never want what's good for you and what's meant for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people always think that's, like, it's not good enough or something. You know what I'm saying?
God damn you, Eve.
Is it Eve's fault? It could be.
God damn that bitch, man. Are you religious? Sorry.
Am I religious?
Yeah.
I believe that there's a higher power.
Okay. See, this is the trend that, you know, our generation is really into.
Like the higher power thing?
Yeah, we're not really, I don't meet too many people really that into church. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I grew up in the church and I do have faith. You know what I'm saying? I grew up going to church every Saturday. My mom was a Seventh-day Adventist. But as I got out of church, I just started looking at life like in the Bible. I look at the Bible as like a metaphor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I look at the, like, you think about David and Goliath, like, that's pretty much a story about, like, not having no fear just because somebody's bigger than you. You can still end up winning. If you have faith in something, you'll end up, you know what I'm saying? He knocked him inside the head with a little pebble rock and dude went tumbling down. Like, you could do that in real life. If you believe, you can go up against the Giants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not with a pebble rock, though.
Not with a pebble rock, but listen.
The pebble rock is a metaphor.
Yeah, for what you working with what you have.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? I might only have a room and a computer, but I can make a video in that room and a computer and it could go viral.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
That's my little pebble rock going against the Giants.
Right. Okay.
That's deep.
No, that is a good way to look at it.
That's how I look at the whole Bible. Yeah. Even Moses getting across the, like, no, the sea might have not have went open like that.
So you don't think that really happened?
No, I don't think it happened like that. I think it's a story.
Okay, good. Now we can talk. Now we can have a conversation. All right, cool.
No, I don't think it happened like that, but I think he found a way to get across. Whoever, like, it's a metaphor from getting across something. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what exactly happened, but, like, you know, I don't see it's just unfathomable to believe that happened that way.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
No, it's definitely not. But it's so crazy people take that so seriously.
They do. People take a lot of things serious, but everybody has their opinions, and I'm open to people's opinions. Like, I don't ever just shut people's opinions.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm open to a conversation about it.
Yeah, I got into a real, real, real little situation with one of my friends. She's like all into the tarot card readings and all into the super into astrology and all that. And like, I just like to crack jokes.
Yeah.
Okay? So I crack jokes because, you know, like,
it's nothing wrong with that.
It's you know, and I like to challenge people on their ideas and what they believe.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, it's like people will do anything for, you know, for more likes and, you know, and more validation on the internet, and they'll create this false, like, you know, a perception of themselves.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, I made a joke and she just went in on me, bro. She just went in on me about the tarot cards. And I'm just like, what? Like, you know, like, you have to be able to, like, all this extra weird bullshit. I forgot what point I'm trying to make, but all the extra weird bullshit, if you're in a industry that definitely is like religion and all up those alleys, like, you have to be ready for people to.
They're gonna try you. They're gonna test your faith too. Just like with rap, like, people try me with rap. Like, so what do you? Who, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are gonna try you for what you believe in. What do you do for rap? What do you? You know what I'm saying? How do you make money? How do you do this?
How many views you got?
How do you get? You know what I'm saying? How do you get that many streams? And you ain't got that many. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people are gonna always come at you.
Yeah, you have to escape.
But do you believe in the astrology thing?
To a certain point. You know, the thing about it is like, I wanna, it's like the Bible. It's like, who wrote it?
Yeah.
Tell me who wrote it.
Yeah.
Where'd this information really come from?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, things make sense to me. Like, math makes sense.
Math you makes know? A lot of sense.
Certain things make sense. You know, the sun comes up, the sun comes down. But I don't, like, some of the characteristics in the, see, astrology for me, you know, with the whole, oh, because I'm a Cancer, right? So I grew up thinking, or I grew up hearing, oh, you're sensitive. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing, it, to this day, when I tell people my sign, that's the first thing they say.
Yeah.
And then, you know, growing up, I'm like, oh, shit. Am I sensitive? You know what I'm saying? Like, but as I got older, I'm mature now. I'm like, yeah, we're all fucking sensitive.
Everybody's fucking
sensitive. We're all fucking human.
I could be very sensitive.
Exactly.
Anybody can be sensitive. That's very true.
And it's like I realized, I was like, oh, shit. Astrology signs are another way for us to put each other into boxes.
That's
true. And to characterize it. Because we want to know. We fear what we don't know.
Exactly.
So we want to know. When's your birthday? Oh, you're like this. You must be like this. Your birthday's that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a Gemini. You have two different personalities.
Yeah.
You're you know what I mean?
That's perfect. I like that.
It's like
I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like you just want to box me in subconsciously.
Yeah.
As a human, you want to know as much about me as possible without really getting to know me.
Yeah.
And so that's how I see astrology, is exposing that part of human nature.
Yeah.
Because people really believe in that.
Yeah.
But if you look at the characteristics, first of all, where are you getting these characteristics from?
Yeah.
Google? You getting that from Google? Okay, so who wrote those? You don't know. Okay, some random motherfucker wrote those. Okay, like if you showed me some hieroglyphics in the Mayan culture, I would more so that you can translate into saying, if you're born on this date, then this is how you are, like this is your characteristics, then I would believe that more than fucking Google.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean?
Because
they were in tune with the world.
Exactly.
Don't be on the internet talking about you in tune with the world like
exactly.
that. You know what I'm saying? You on the internet too much. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I think us as humans, like, we try to understand things and we try to understand people. So it's like, you're born on this day, so you got to be this way. We want to understand everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think that's what that's pretty much about.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to be careful because you can be led down, you know, the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, you get lost. And then you believe that to be true. And then, like, you know, what I want to know is how all these religious folk feel about, you know, the Pentagon releasing all these alien files.
Yeah.
How do you religious folk feel about that?
Do you think that that's true?
Oh. What? Aliens are here, bro. They're here, bro.
Damn, you think it's like some Men in Black shit?
No, I think they do live amongst us.
That's what I think. I can believe that.
Yeah, because I've met some people, and they're usually white people, that I'm like, yo, you're an alien, bro.
Yeah?
You know? Oh, for sure. It's either white people or Asian people. I'm like, you're an alien.
That's weird, man. You know what? Now that you say that, because I used to drive Uber back in the day, Uber and Lyft I was doing. One year ago, and this dude got in my car, and he was, like, talking like a robot.
It's too much evidence.
Yeah.
It's too much evidence. In the Pentagon, they released, it's all public information now.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're easing us into it.
Yeah.
They're easing us into it.
And that's why they probably came with movies like Men in Black and all that shit.
Bro, you know, there's too many accounts of you know, human accounts of alien interaction, alien abductions. There's too many accounts of sightings of things in the sky that they can't see. There's videos of it.
Damn,
you know what I mean?
Crazy,
isn't
man.
It? But when you take a second and you look up, you know, have you ever been to some very secluded place and you just looked at the sky? Like, you ever gone stargazing?
No, I can't. I've looked at the sky and seen a lot of stars, but, like, I've never been, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so if you go to, like, you can just go, like, down, like, in between here and, like, Arizona or somewhere, just in the desert or just somewhere secluded away from the city, and you look up. And I went to Hawaii a couple years, and I looked up at the stars, bro, and it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, there's got to be something out there.
There definitely is.
We're so, like, to think that we're the only ones here. And you think about it, okay, so if there's for sure somebody else out there, there has to be somebody way further advanced than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you think about, you know, humans, how we are, like, we have the internet and shit, we can I can send you a picture through the air.
Exactly.
Bro, and this only just came in the last 50 years. You know, you think about, you know, 2020 and you know, 1,000 years from now. Oh, my God, bro. That's only 1,000 years. You think about the dinosaur. There's been life on Earth for millions of years.
Yeah.
So
Ain't no telling what's gonna happen.
What are them religious folk gonna feel? Gonna feel like when the little green monster comes down and fucking you know says you guys better shaping up or I'm gonna zap you. The little green
monster does.
Yeah, man.
Damn, I'll be scared as a motherfucker.
Would you?
I
would be scared. I would be scared, but I'd just be super interested, bro.
Fucking heart would jump on my chest. I see normal looking motherfucker.
I feel like we're still pretty young. I feel like you better start preparing yourself for that.
Man.
For that moment. You know, I think it's coming, bro.
I can see that.
I think it's 10
years at least.
20, 30, maybe even when we're like 80.
Yeah.
You know, I think by then, I think the world's going to get so crazy that they're going to have to step in.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen this year? You think it's going to be some more big changes?
No, I think because you still got an old white dude in the office.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a product of the system.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think old dogs don't do new tricks. You know, and I think it's I think the same thing is going to happen. But what I do think is Kamala Harris is going to be the first woman president.
Yeah.
For sure. Biden ain't gonna make it, bro. I wish him the best of health and everything, long life. But in 4 years, we saw what 4 years did to Obama, just the stress and everything.
Yeah.
Bro, Biden is pushing 80. He ain't got no business being taking on a job like that.
Damn.
I don't think he's gonna make it, bro. I I'm not saying wishing on anybody's demise or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he's showed signs of, you know, not good, very good health. You know? So, but people need money. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people need money. You got to give people money in this, and especially this pandemic and everything. The economy's fucked. And, you know, it's like, you know, especially in Vegas, it's very bartenders, servers. A lot of people have been making good money for the last 10, 20 years out here doing that.
Yeah.
That's gone. You know, I was bartending. I lost my job last year.
Damn.
And I'm not going back to work.
Yeah.
No, I haven't got called back. And two, I wouldn't go back if I did because I wouldn't be making near as much money as if I, you know, was getting even unemployment. You know?
Yeah, so exactly.
People need money, bro.
Exactly. So that's why you pretty much jumped into like the podcast thing, like.
Well, yeah, I was getting that $1,000 a week.
Yeah,
I was getting that $1,000 a week. I was chilling, you know. I was just taking my time off, and then you know, I get restless. I got to be productive. I got to do something, and a podcast was like, you know, it's funny. It's funny because you know how you had the stigma that comes with. You say you're a rapper.
Yeah.
When I was telling people, yeah, I'm about to start a podcast. I got a podcast. Bro, I got the same hate, bro.
Yeah.
It was because everybody got a podcast now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very like a regular thing now. So I kind of didn't want to do it, but yeah.
Everybody got a podcast, but it's not like this, though.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Yo, well, shout out to Tinesse and the guys at the Waterhole Kingdom and Rizzo right here. You know, these guys, if I didn't have access to this space, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the guy in the room, like.
Yeah.
In my back room, like, you know what I'm saying? Like with the curtains, black hair, like, nah, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
But no knock to them, but, you know, I have a place of high importance on quality.
Yeah, me too. That's why I can respect it, man.
Yeah, so quality of the videos, but quality of guests as well. So
yeah. And that's another thing, man. Yeah. Whenever you're doing something new, people gonna always have something to say about it.
Exactly.
Like, that's people hate anything that's new. We're just taught to just not trusted to just shoo it off like, oh, you're doing that now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you just come get a job and be like me?
Yeah.
I don't want you doing anything new. Be exactly like me.
Light. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why me too, like I be kind of separating myself from people because it's like all that hate. And I could read people. Like that's another thing about my life. Like I feel like I've been through so much things now. I'm to the point to where I could read you like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like you've met that person before.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I know what type of nigga you is. Like, I could break you down in characteristics, just like the astrology shit. Like, that's what us humans do. Like, okay, you got those characteristics. You do this, do that.
Yeah.
You this type of nigga. Okay. I got to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's just what it is, man. You got to continue to just do you.
You got
to
earn. Well, you know, I look at it like, you know, like I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I just feel like, instead of getting discouraged, I just feel like I gotta earn it.
Yeah.
You know, like the views and the likes, like I try not to get caught up in it, but I catch myself every day looking at the views.
Looking at them
like,
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I tell myself that too, but it helps to look at it because you wanna see some progression, man.
No, for sure. But it's just like, yo, I gotta earn it.
Yeah.
I gotta earn people's attention.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really take it as, you know, I don't get mad at the world. I can't be one of them guys that's like, oh, fuck the world. Like, they don't know good shit when they see it.
Yeah,
because
that's just going to lead you further down the path of not getting people to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So it's definitely like, you know, having something like this and being in a public eye, you know, you could relate to this as well. It's an emotional, mental, psychological battle, you know, where you're not just going to work and coming home. And it's like definitely... It's definitely a challenge, bro.
Yeah.
How do you stay sane through all this, bro?
How do I stay sane, man?
You have a family, though. If I had a family, I feel like I would be much more regular.
Having a family is actually like, that's like, it's a beautiful thing, but that's kind of like...
More pressure, huh?
It's a lot more pressure, man. That's a lot more pressure having two sons and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is a lot of pressure. So it's like... How do I stay sane? I never said I was sane. Like, I could be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Depends on your definition of sanity, for real.
I'm joking, man. Nah, I just stay sane by just continuing to push forward. Mm-hmm. Like, every single day to push myself to that next level and shut people out, because people could be very evil and people can also, like, project their bullshit upon you. Yeah. So the way I stay sane is just... do me and just try to get better every single day. And if I feel like a person isn't for me and I see, like I said, them little signs that I'll be peeping out of people, if I start seeing that, cut they ass off and continue to just move forward.
You
know what I'm saying?
Cut off game strong.
Man, I cut motherfuckers off fast. Let me find out you on some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go there with you. I don't have to trip with you.
It's a waste of energy when you do all that.
Yeah, all right. It's love, bro. Love. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best way.
And that's
to
the thing to anybody whoever I ever cut off, it's like it's still love with me, but it's like you ain't on my frequency right now. I'm trying to get on this. You on that, so deuces, we good.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got no beef like that with nobody. I want peace.
Yeah.
Like how you just said, like, I'm a positive motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm pushing positivity. I want everybody to realize they're kings.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's what I want to talk about. Like, a lot of times I'd be like, I'm the greatest rapper of all time. I'm the greatest. I'm a king. Like, I believe that everybody is the greatest. If you believe it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
I feel you.
I'm not, if somebody else could come in here and be like, I'm the greatest rapper of all time. Well, goddamn it, we both the greatest rappers of all time. That makes the two of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta feel that way.
I want you to feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, what if Michael Jordan would have never thought he was the greatest NBA player, like, or Kobe never thought he was the greatest? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these people think they're the greatest. They going for the top spot. That's how you reach your full potential.
Exactly.
It's about being the greatest in your own right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about being great over anybody else and you're this and they're that. It's about I'm great in my own right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the greatest. You know, I'm my greatest self.
Right.
So I wanted to, you know, get that on the table.
No, you definitely, you know, you hit the nail on the head, bro. You got to feel like you're the best. You got to feel like you got to set your expectations for yourself high, bro.
It's nothing to do with arrogance. It's just completely confident. And I want everybody to feel that way.
Exactly. But it also has nothing to do with anybody else.
It doesn't.
You know?
And you know, another thing too is like, I've heard so much negative things about myself that I have to build myself
up. You have?
Hell yeah.
What, like in comments?
Come anywhere, like
comments?
In person.
You read comments?
Not really. No, I try to steer from reading comments or checking likes. I don't like to check likes because I don't like to be like, he didn't like my shit. He ain't fucking with me in real life. I'm gonna be mad. Like, nah, I don't read that shit. I don't look at it. I just post my shit and keep it moving.
Yeah, because the internet, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
But in real life?
Yeah, I've been told. Like, you know what I'm saying? My shit is not tight, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I sound like this person, or I need to change this, or I just ain't feeling that. Like, or just no opinion at all. That's what I say. Like, that's what I mean. Like, when I've been through everything in the rap game, like, pretty much.
That'll hurt. That'll hurt, man.
Yeah, like,
that'll
people hurt. Just, like, you made a song, you just can't wait to play it for this motherfucker, and they're like, just talking through the whole way through.
Yeah.
So what are we going to eat, man?
So do you seek out like feedback then or no?
Not anymore.
Yeah, you don't. Why would you?
No, I don't. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like ask people like before I drop a song like what you think of this. Or I just drop my shit and keep it pushing.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you got to find like, I mean, maybe like your engineer or producer, somebody you really trust.
Yeah.
But like outside people that you know what I mean? Like,
nah, because if I would have told somebody about the Return of the 90s thing, they would have been like, No, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They would have talked me out of it or tried to talk me out of it.
Right. So or you have to show somebody that you don't know at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you know somebody, they might try to, you know, they might not really give you their full, you know, they might not tell you it's not good, but they also might tell you that, you know, they're not going to tell you how good it really is.
Exactly. That's true. You know what I'm saying? That's very true.
They don't want to, like, you know, it's
pump your head up like that.
You know, you got to tell people that's outside your circle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or you can really trust their opinion.
Yeah.
But like, don't seek other people's opinions.
No, you can't.
Like, yeah.
You can't. That's why I said I don't go to see who likes my shit because I don't want to feel no way about nobody. Right. Like, that'll make somebody, like, when you're doing the shit that we do, like, you'll be like, oh, why they ain't like my shit or why they ain't sharing my shit? I don't check out none of that shit. Yeah. Like, who's sharing it or anything? I just make my content, put that shit out to the world, and just keep it moving.
That's all you can do. Then it takes a life of its own.
Yeah, well,
that
man.
Little ball starts rolling down the hill.
Yeah, man.
Why did you delete all your stuff off your Instagram?
I didn't delete it. I just put it in, what is it, Archive?
You can do that?
Yeah. So really? I could just, like, play with the photos whenever I want a certain aesthetic. Yep. All you got to do is just click on the little left, I think it's like something, those dots.
So you can bring it back?
Yeah.
What?
And I did that because I'm trying to get LV Outcast, the streaming on that. I'm trying to get that to 2 million.
Okay. You're almost there, right?
Almost there,
man.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Got like 6,000 more to go.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
So I took everything off the page so people could just come straight to my page and just go to that. Which would make them go to the streaming.
Marketing 101.
Shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving free game. Yeah, like, you know, niggas in front about that. That's free. Yeah. That's another thing about me. Like, I'm willing to tell people everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everything. I can't tell you my next move. I can't let you know it's in my next hand.
Right,
but
right.
I could tell you what I did up to this point.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
I could put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see you win, too. I'm not the only person that can win here.
Right,
there's a
right.
lot of positions out there open for a lot of people to eat, especially in the city. So
for sure, bro. Yeah. So what is your next move?
I can't tell you that.
Like, what you got coming up? You have a new project dropping or?
I'm focused on singles. Okay. So
that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
You put out a lot of projects with a lot of songs.
And yeah.
That's counter what the industry's going. So I was going to ask you why you do that and do you plan to continue to do that?
No, I'm definitely going to drop more projects, but for this year, I'm focused on how many singles I could drop.
Okay.
I'm going for 30. I'm going to put up 30.
That's
You think that's easy?
That's easy.
30 singles.
You say you fuck with Russ, right?
Yeah.
He put out one a week, bro. Come on, man. For years.
Yeah.
You can do it, bro.
It is easy.
You just got to stack up that content.
Yeah.
And
no,
then,
I got it stacked. February 12th, it's on. Going a week, too,
okay.
Like how Russ did. We going a week, a song a week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Good,
until
bro.
We hit that, you know what I'm saying?
Keep going, bro.
So.
Do you pay attention to where your fans are?
Like where they're located?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Where
I look
are
at
they?
That. That's what I do look at. Like when I say I don't look at likes and shit, that isn't important.
Yeah.
I look at where my fans are.
Right.
Most of my fans are in California. That's where number one. I think the second would be.
Not Vegas?
No. Vegas is like the 15th.
Oh.
Like on the list. Like probably like the 10th.
Does that hurt?
No, not at all.
It don't matter.
No, I love it because when it's like, I think second is like the UK. No, it could be Canada. It's somewhere out of the whole, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's California. Somewhere in like the UK or like out of the country, and then it's like a couple more, then it's Vegas.
Mm.
But that doesn't bother me because when I see that my music is getting played in these places, it's like I'm there too. That's
right.
Where my music is, my spirit is there. You know what I'm saying? I'm already here physically.
Right.
So I know niggas here is gonna catch on.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta lead a city. I think it runs true with everybody else, kind of. You kind of gotta lead a city, you know? A little bit, you know, to really blow up.
Yeah.
In a sense, like, you know, take that extra step. You know what I mean?
I believe that. Yeah. And I've been contemplating that, but it's just like, just trying to wait for that right moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, you know, people get caught up in the city. Like, you know, I was born in Vegas, right? And I want the city to love me, but I was also born on Earth.
Yeah.
And it's a big world out here.
It's a big world.
So it's like.
And the city, you know, you got to love yourself, man, because the city, like, the city is going to be the city. Like, it's going to always be the city. Like, this is the game that we're in, the rap game or the hip hop or any game. Like people who seeing you grow up or seeing you at your lowest point, like, they're going to feel some type of way when they see you a different in a different light.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ain't shit. You was there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just, it's natural for yeah. some humans. For me, I can't say that that's natural for me. Like, I like to see people win. I like to see people on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But some people, not everybody's going to be like that.
Insecurity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what
I'm
saying?
We know what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt, man. But, well, I think we'll wrap it up. It's 8:30. Damn, how long we been going?
God damn.
That's crazy.
Hey,
man.
Hey, real conversations, though, man.
No, for sure. Congratulations on all your success, bro.
Hey, thank you.
My door's always open.
Hey.
Anytime you want to come back, however I can help.
Hey, I got you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you coming through, man. This was great. This was a really good conversation.
No doubt,
bro.
Man. We just chopping it up, man.
Yeah,
I want to give some shout-outs, though, man.
Go ahead.
Shout-out to, you know, my nigga Brandarius Johnson. He's the one that helped me come up with these shirts. Like,
okay.
He's the one that was just like, you should make a shirt with the lean sipping, blunt twisting.
Mm.
And Audrey, she's the one that she designed it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Audrey, and she has a book out called Bamboos. Y'all check that out. Yeah, that's pretty much like my circle that I'm working with right now. So I just wanted to plug them in there right quick.
Sure, for sure. Brandarius and Audrey.
Yeah, and shout out to everybody doing this. I'm going to always be that nigga to shout out everybody. They don't do the same for me. But I don't care. Like, you know, it's different for me. Like, shout out to everybody in the city that's pressing that line. And then not even in music. And not even in the city. Everybody in the world that's going hard for their dreams and trying to really, you know, see something through. Keep going.
For sure. That's a great way to end it, bro. Till next time, man.
No doubt.
For sure.
No doubt.
Oh, that was great, man.
That was.
Thanks, bro.
No doubt.
Appreciate it, man. You know what's crazy?